where we've all spent time. It gets hot and cold. I've been known to stay there all night. I have been much older.
It is 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh, and this means it's time for the end of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. That was She Breaks a Bottle by Engine. We've got one more for you tonight. It's Pyramid by Ethel Meserve. Has a fantastic review from the DJ that reviewed this when this came out back in 1996. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We will be back same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Fridays on 88.3 FM and also streaming online at wrct.org. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. After this, the Moxtra will take you all the way till 1 in the morning with Vive Le Moc.
turn our attention now to that thing I call the WRCT music calendar, which I'm guessing in the month of September is going to be a very fluid music calendar because things are changing, you know? Kiss, the day of their show, it made national headlines, had to postpone their Pittsburgh show this past week. Why? Because Paul Stanley came down with COVID. So we hope he's doing better. And since he was vaccinated, I'm sure his symptoms will be milder because that's what happens when you're vaccinated. You can still get COVID. You can still pass COVID on. But the chances of you being in a hospital respirator, very slim. Very slim. It has nothing to do with my music calendar. So yes, I know the program director is knocking on the window going, music calendar, Moxer, music, yes, yes, okay, going to the music calendar. Music calendar, here we go. Let's see what's coming up in the next few days, weeks, all that. I don't even know what day it is today. Oh, they, wait, scrolling. Keep that mouse scrolling. All right, here we go. Here's some shows happening, apparently. Murder Junkies in town on Friday, the 3rd of September, playing Preserving Underground. The Oaks Theater is hosting Pure Gold that same evening, and the Tamburitzins are doing a free show at South Park Amphitheater. No Bad Juju down at Vinosky Winery in Ross Traver on Saturday the 4th. Doobie Brothers are out at Star Lake, and Terrapin Flyer at Thunderbird on that day. Waxahachie with Katie Kirby at Mr. Small's on Sunday the 5th. Lindsay Buckingham coming to town on Tuesday the 7th, playing the Carnegie Homestead Music Hall. Hop Along is at the Thunderbird on Tuesday the 7th. Lydia Lunch at Preserving Underground on Wednesday the 8th with Bob Burt of Sonic Youth Connections. Walter Weasel and Tim Dahl all on that bill, according to my calendar. Dinosaur Jr. playing Mr. Smalls on Friday the 10th. With Riley Walker. Pixies at Stage AE on the 11th of September. The Struts at Stage AE on the 12th. Fozzie, who was in the Motley Crue mock I did last week at Jurgles on the 12th. Wild Pink and Rat Boys at the Club Cafe on Sunday the 12th as well. And at Mr. Small's, it's Moon Taxi with Sparkle City Disco. Now, on the 14th, Modern English was supposed to be in town. I have gotten reliable news that that show has been postponed to 2022. So no Modern English coming up, but it is on my calendar. It says Candlebox is at the Roxian. I think I saw Candlebox once. I think. Not like on purpose. It was they were the band playing after a Pirates game. And so, you know, and I realized I knew more of their songs than I didn't realize that I knew. So take that. Carbon Leaf is playing the Thunderbird on the 16th of September. Oh, I think on the 15th, and I mentioned this earlier, it's not actually on my music calendar for good reason. And one is because these are not shows you can just walk in and buy a ticket day of. Steve Wynn is coming to town. He's going to be performing at Bantha, which is a little tea shop on Penn Avenue. So it's going to be an intimate, very intimate show. I reached out to Bantha earlier today and they said, yeah, there's no postponement announcement at this time, Moxter. But he said, you do have to go to Undertow Music, I think it is. Yes, undertowmusic.com to find out about ticket information and all that. And that's the only way you can get a ticket and get to a show. But I'm pretty excited if that one's still happening. That's on the 15th. Speaking of the 15th, Flogging Molly, Violent Femmes, and the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are at Stage AE, and Deer Tickets at Mr. Small's. Lightning Bolt coming to town on the 17th, playing the Club Cafe. I know. So much. Reckless Kelly at Jurgles on the 19th, and Mr. Small's is hosting a Guar show. How about that? James McMurtry is doing two shows on the 21st, which is a Tuesday. Of course, those are Club Cafe shows. And Bob Mould is on the Mr. Small's schedule for Thursday, the 21st. Okay, I'm gonna pause there because that's a lot of shows. That is a lot of shows, and I got more music to get to. I know, we're already like 10 minutes into the third hour of the Viva the Mock radio program. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in, joining in. You know what? Before I go any further, I should tell you that you can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again 11 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, I, the Mockster, will reveal it at 5 p.m. Just because you're special. You are. Your mom was right all these years. What about the mock? Mockster, you've talked about this mock, and it's coming up in about 50 minutes. What is your mock? Tell me, please. I want to go to bed. I'm like, it's 5. Oh, and the mock. So on this day, back in 1964, a film made its debut. It's film debut. So I'm going to mock the film. I'm going to mock songs of the film, characters in the film. What film might that be, Mockster? Mary Poppins. It's a Mary Poppins mock, and that's happening coming up here in about now 49 minutes. Let's find our way back into more music. I'll let you know, a beautiful young lady is celebrating her 78th birthday today. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Tuesday Weld. So let's play the real Tuesday Weld. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. 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 Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty do. Up the hill and down. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty do. Up the hill and down. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty do. Up the hill and down. Oh, Lordy, did it, did you know me, little dog? Oh, me. Up the hill and down. What an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty do. Up the hill and down. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty gilly that lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty do. Up the hill and down. Oh, Lordy, what an empty do. Up the hill and down.
Blazing away like the stars.
Susie Sue. Yeah, Susie and the Banshees doing their version of Dear Prudence, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I kind of did a little flashback there because modern English was before that. I don't know what I was flashing back to, but you heard me say at the music calendar that the modern English show has been postponed. It was supposed to be on the, I think, the 14th of September down at the Craft House. It has been postponed to 2022. So I went back to After the Snow just for you modern English fans out there and played a Life in the Glad House. Suicide in there from 1970, I think 77, I think is when that one came out, from their debut with Ghost Rider, and start off the entire set celebrating the birthday of Tuesday Weld, who is 78 years old today, by playing the band The Real Tuesday Weld with a Bath Time in Clerkenwell is what the name of the track is. Wow, I'm just getting beyond myself. I don't even know what's going on, but one thing I do know, and I don't understand it, is that our Deep Blues Hour here, which is Tuesdays at 7, is actually a three-hour-long program. So what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 3 hours, of course. But Steve still calls it the Deep Blues Hour. He just does it three different times, apparently. So you can join Steve on Tuesdays from 7 to 10 for those 3 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT. And rumor has it, WRCT has taken over Arsenal Lanes. And why do I say that? Because rumor has it Steve might actually start spinning music, not blues music, you know, because he's got a depth of music, as most WRCT's DJs do, down at the Lanes. Now, I know that Liz Mayday, who does Noise Theory on Mondays at 3, she's been there every Saturday night. I, the Mockster, playing the modern English, playing the Susie and the Banshees, makes me say, you know, I am reviving. I am committing to you that I am going to revive Thursday's 80s, 90s nights down at Arsenal Lanes. And I'm going to start that right after Labor Day. Once we hit September, why not? Let's make that happen. Because, you know, it sounds like fun. Let me segue that last set into my next set. How do I do that? Well, Tuesday Weld was on the cover of Matthew Sweet's breakthrough album, Girlfriend. He wanted to name the album after a different track on the album, but Tuesday Weld's management team and probably Miss Weld herself refused, and with good cause, because the last track on the disc is called Nothing Lasts, and that's what he wanted to name the album. And she's like, I don't want my image on your album that says Nothing Lasts. And so I give props to Tuesday Weld. I also give props to Matthew Sweet, because that Girlfriend album is an awesome album. When you said to me, you are not so old, did I know it then? 'Cause I had just been told, I didn't think I'd find you perfect in so many ways. But I've been waiting, waiting. I want to have you. I've been waiting, waiting.
Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Well, they're standing on the welfare lines, crying on the doorsteps of those armies of salvation. Wasting time on the unemployment line. Sitting around, wait for a promotion. Don't get no talking about a revolution. Sounds like a whisper.
Don't you know? I'm talking about a revolution. It sounds like a whisper. Walking
talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, oh. Talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, oh. Talking about a revolution. One love. Talking about a revolution. One peace. Talking about a revolution. One love. Talking about a revolution. One peace. Talking about a revolution right now.
Living Color tackling Tracy Chapman's Talking About a Revolution. Original version can be found on Tracy Chapman's debut album, which came out in 1988. In fact, it was this week in 1988 that album was the number one album on the Billboard chart. So I thought I'd play a cover in celebration of that. Cat Power, speaking of celebration, Cat Power went back to the greatest for her tribute to the Everly Brothers with Dreams, which is her version of All I Have to Do is Dream, if you didn't figure that out. Automatic for the People is the album that gave us REM's new Test Leper, and I started off the entire set from the Girlfriend album and Matthew Sweet, and I've Been Waiting. You know what? I've been waiting. I've been waiting for a mock, and it's coming up in 15 minutes, and hopefully you've been patient in waiting for that as well. You know what else I've been waiting for? I've been waiting for these uncertain times to change, but they haven't. But guess what? People needing organ transplants, they actually need your help more than ever. Now, there's lots of social network websites out there, but one of them saves lives, and it's matchingdonors.com. It links organ donors with people in need of organs. So, did you know in the U.S., 22 people die each and every day waiting for an organ transplant? Most of them are waiting for kidneys. So if you've considered becoming a living donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com because it is the home of the greatest gift, which is the gift of life. That's matchingdonors.com. I got one more set of music to get into before we wrap up this hour, and then one more hour, and then we wrap up the show. Got a Mary Poppins mock coming up in less than 15 minutes now, but let's turn on the rock and roll. We're going back to 1988's Jettison album for this one. It's one of my favorite Naked Ray Gun songs. Hopefully it's one of yours. It's Vanilla Blue.
My spine, my boots feel empty. I see the world. that I want to tell the whole world. Jesus was born on an Indian reservation, and ain't no jive, Charlie Brown, Eskimo pie,
Reese pie.
Jesus was born on a reservation,
Reese pie,
Indian reservation.
This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le Mock!
Love it all, the night of fix. I need the pen.
from his brand new album, Alliance. That's Thor with Power Hungry here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? How about some Big Stick doing Jesus Was Born on an Indian Reservation? Before that, the Jesus and Mary Chain with My Little Underground. Played some Husker Du, went back to Candy Apple Gray for I Don't Know For Sure. And speaking of not knowing for sure, the one thing I do know for sure is I played some Naked Ray Gun with Vanilla Blue to start off that entire set of music. We've got a Mary Poppins mock coming up in a matter of seconds. So stay tuned here to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's right after this. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Those things hold true. If it's not a Friday night, you're listening to an encore presentation. However, you've just tuned in at the best part of this encore presentation. Or regular show, again, if you're listening on a Friday night. Because it's time for the mock. It is time for the mock. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Yeah, Attic Records, located in Millville. They're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs. You can visit them in Millville, right there on Grant Street. Almost like in the corner of like Lincoln and Grant, if I have my street names right. Or just call them up at 412-821-8484. And don't forget, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. Find out more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let me find some appropriate background music as we are in the mock. Junior Parker, Mr. Blues, little Junior Parker, is going underneath the mock light. He died 51 years ago today. So I found a half dozen songs to play for you in tribute of Junior Parker. So these are songs that maybe he didn't write, but songs that he had the first recording and the first release of. That's how this one's working. That's how all the mocks work for the most part. So it is a Junior Parker mock. If I can say Junior Parker mock, if I can say that correctly, that's what we're getting into. And we are starting things off with from their 1980 album. It's the Blasters.
Coming back, howling like a monkey in a coconut tree. So shook up, I got the heebie-jeebies. My head going round like a spinning top. Trying to sit down, but I just can't stop. Oh, when I get home, I'm gonna pull off my shoes, get on the floor, dance away my blues. Looking for my baby, I love.